If you want a how-to on bouncing back from a couple of tough losses, I think I found the answer. Our guest is the coach. He'll be taking his team back on the road to the desert later this week. On Twitter, use the handle at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, how we doing? As we're getting kind of close to the midpoint of this unique season.
Are we? Yeah, it seems like this has kind of been surreal. Yeah, I think we're starting, if we made it all the way through the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament, I think we're about a third of the way through. But, every day is a blessing, big guy.
Yeah, I just read, a little ad lib here because I learned it about 17 minutes ago. So you just found out that your two-game trip to the desert is now a one-game trip to Tucson, correct?
Yeah. The Arizona State coach texted me a few hours ago and just said that they weren't going to be able to play. So, I didn't say anything until Arizona State put something out. But, yes, we now are just going down for a Thursday showdown with Arizona.
Wow.
No Sunday game. I was kind of looking forward to it. It was a Thursday-Sunday weekend because Thursday's game's on ESPN. So we were going to have an extra day down in the desert. And, this white body of mine needs a little bit of sun on that one off day that we would have had. So,
yeah, good.
Disappointed at different levels, buddy.
Yeah, I know. But this is our world.
yes.
As far as Stanford, they opened up that big third quarter lead. Looked like it was kind of a wrap, but man, your young team playing against the best team in the nation. And they didn't get back in it just by shooting lights out. The defensive pressure, they ended the game with 12 steals. Again, I know a loss is a loss, and at your level, it's not acceptable, but their experience, best team in the country, to just not roll over and have no quit, you got to take that away.
Yeah, and we did that a couple of different times in the UCLA game as well. Yeah, I like our team's grit and toughness and fight. I'm not thrilled with how we, played in that third quarter. We had done such a good job defensively, I thought, in the first two quarters, and actually had a lead at halftime, and then the third quarter kind of got away from us a little bit. When you're going uphill, it seems like it's hard. But defensively, I think we're starting to make more things happen. I mean, we turned Stanford over 17 times, and then we turned Cal over yesterday 23 times. I'm seeing some good things, and we're starting to pick up the pressure a little bit more defensively, knowing that we're capable of that.
One strange aspect of that Cardinal game was 9 assists, 15 turnovers. I mean, that's a ratio we never see from your Ducks. But safe to say that after the game, you went back, watched the film, and said, we need to do a 180, and mission accomplished.
Yeah, we played pretty well. Now, granted, Cal's had injuries, and they're a little shorthanded. They don't have many guards, but we did a really nice job of really balanced attack. I think we had five or six players in double figures, and everybody got to play a lot, and we put 100 points up. And I think the assist-turnover ratio flipped a little bit, 26-5 that game. So, it was nice. So at least we came home with a better taste in our mouth. I mean, that's a tough road trip. And, Stanford is legit. I like our team, though. I know we get them again later in the year here in Eugene, and I think we're going to be a different team and much improved by the time that game comes around, also will be on national TV.
Yeah, I said I would imagine those around both programs and who follow this sport have February 15 circled in red, because that could be a beauty. Talking with Coach Graves, it seems like each game, one of your fantastic five flashes and shows us not only what they are, but what they're going to grow into. And, I'm going to eventually talk about a girl from Jersey and Kylie Watson, who put up her best numbers across the board. I get it was a blowout, but how nice was it to see her kind of excel like that and show all the things she's capable of?
it was great. And I put her in as the first post. So when Miara got in foul trouble early, I went with Kylie first off the bench there, because I think she's been showing it in practice. She's been improving. She's been working hard. And so, yeah, it ended up where she got 12 points kind of in a blowout, but I think she had 10 of those points, you know, relatively early in the game. So she really came in and made an impact. And, I was just kind of doing some of the math today. You know, our freshmen have actually accounted for about 54% of our playing time. Now, I include Sedona and Niara in that because they're technically freshmen.
Right.
Not by NCAA, although they still would be by the NCAA. So 54% of our playing time is coming from freshmen, and that's, those kids are doing well. And every night, you're right, it seems like it's another one that steps up and has a really good game.
You know, I guess I'm not the only one who noticed that one of your deadeyes, Taylor Mike Sell, was kind of a rough go of it over a five-game stretch before Cal. She was, like, kind of off in four of them. You know, I watched. The looks were good, just not falling. Was there anything technical, her release, or just a case of pressing? And it's safe to say that once she gets going, pity the poor teams who are going to be on the end of that hot streak.
Yeah, you know, with shooters, it comes and goes. What we've asked Taylor to do is not just be a shooter. And I actually was encouraged this weekend. I thought she tried to make some plays off the dribble and become more involved in the offense. And, she got to the line a couple of times. She got to the basket a few times, had a couple of floaters. So it was good to see. Yeah, you know, she's got to diversify just a little bit, not just be the shooter. So, it comes and goes, you know, and she hasn't lost any confidence. You know, I know Terry Johns, I think, said something about that on the radio, but she's in Matthew Knight shooting every morning at 7 a.m. She's just as confident. They're just not going in right now, but they will.
No,
it all works itself out in the end.
Yeah, I think you were the one who told me that she was kind of Where's Waldo. She showed up all over town during the pandemic, just finding a place to shoot, which has
absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
As somebody who once fancied themselves a good shooter, I just loved hearing about that. Maddie Shear. So she had a nice debut against Seattle. Then, you know, she's kind of finding her way. She just looks more comfortable in recent weeks, shows she can hit the three against Cal, career highs, plays good defense. Safe to say, with all of your new faces, she also doesn't lack confidence and has that kind of poised demeanor about her.
She does. She does a little bit of everything well. And I thought at Cal, she had one of those games, I think 7 points and 5 assists and 6 rebounds or 5 rebounds, something like that. She is our best defender out on the perimeter. We're asking her to do more, you know, to be more aggressive, look for her shot more. And I think she is in practice. And I thought even this weekend she looked for herself a little bit more. But, yeah, she's a good player, man. She's always going to be an under-the-radar kid. She will be. But those who coach her and those who play with her understand her value and how good she really is.
A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. I know there might not be an exact answer, and with that type of ankle injury that happened, I think, 3 weeks ago today against Washington State, each case is unique. You mentioned her in passing earlier, but how's Sedona Prince doing? Is there a timeline beyond waiting and see how she feels in the next couple days?
Yeah, it's still a wait and see. We're hoping that we will get her back this week for maybe a few minutes. We'll wait and see. But she's progressing. She's got a great attitude, and I wish I could tell you more, big guy. Just can't, you know, because I'm out of the know as well.
Yeah, as far as the medical front,
and it's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating because she is such a good player, and I know everybody wants to see her out there and play. I get emails from time to time from fans who kind of want to know, and hopefully they realize I can't really talk about somebody's injury to them. But, it's just, when she gets out there, what a bonus it'll be, and we'll all have a big smile on her face.
Yeah, no, she's an absolute force. the last thing is this conference is just relentless. I mean, you played number one after you played number eight, and now you face Arizona, who just lost a heartbreaker on an overtime buzzer beater. So safe to say Coach Barnes and her cats not going to be in a very pleased mood. So from the brilliance of Aaron McDonald to how well coached they are, what kind of challenge you got coming Thursday?
It's going to be a hornet's nest. You know, and it's too bad we didn't have fans because, you know, they draw so well. This would have been a sellout. And, you know, on national TV would have been a lot of fun. But, yeah, they're going to be really hungry, no question about that. That was a tough one. They blew a 16-point lead in that game. And then to lose it in overtime at the buzzer after they'd missed a couple of free throws, et cetera, in regulation. So that's a game they'd like to have back. So I know we're going to get their absolute best down there in the desert. And we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to be better. There's no question. But I think we're certainly capable of going down there and winning the game. But we'll have to play well.
No, looking forward to it. And like you said, the national exposure, two great teams. And it's going to be a lot of fun and something to look forward to. Folks, he's the coach, Kelly Graves, on Twitter at GoDucksKG. You and your team, coach, please travel safe. Best of luck. And as always, look forward to catching up again next week.
Thank you, Steve. Take it easy, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.